It's time for your comments, and we heard from several of you about the rights of women on this International Women's Day and a call for peace and reconciliation among South Sudanese neighbors. When Deng Akane in Juba writes, "As we celebrate the International Women's Day, I urge all women in this new nation to promote peace and reconciliation among South Sudanese communities because women are the foundation of the nation." He goes on, "A country without women is like soup without salt. Let's respect the rights of women." Aken Nyanut in Juba writes, "I don't think President Bashir's visit to Darfur will bring peace to the area." He adds, "A small leak can make a great ship sink." Luke Riek from Bantu agrees, saying, "It's a waste of time for South Sudan and Sudan to go for another round of talks. Khartoum will never implement any agreements, as only Juba is committed to implementing agreements reached." Riek says, "The African Union and United Nations Security Council must take a final decision to end these endless talks between the two countries." And finally, John Mawon James in Bantu, Rupkona County, is encouraging the government to prevent more cattle raiding attacks between two communities in Lake State and Panyijer County of Unity State. We appreciate all your comments. Let us know what you think. You can reach us by text or find us on the web. Our email is southsudan@voanews.com. That's southsudan@voanews.com.